When field day comes, it means not only a day of physical activity, but it also means the last week of school. And you'll soon be leaving the halls of Emmanuel. In connection with that, we would pause for a moment to read from Acts 13. Then, when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia. From there, they sailed to Cyprus. In Jesus' name, Matthew tells us in the last chapter of his gospel that on the morning of Jesus' resurrection, the women who spoke with the angels rushed out of the tomb in fear and great joy. Such conflicting emotions, fear and joy, are not strangers to us either, are they? Especially at this time of year. Many have joy because the end of the course is in sight, and yet have a certain amount of sadness too, because the end of the course is in sight. Some are rejoicing at the prospect of walking down the aisle and onto the stage Saturday morning, and at the same time perhaps feel a shiver of uncertainty as they now face a new unknown and orientations begin all over again. Certainly the Christians at Antioch were also at times people much like us. They must have rejoiced to see how the Word of God brought peace to the troubled, hope to the burdened, faith and life to all who were persuaded by the gospel word. They must have been thrilled to see the early gatherings of believers, and yet now, as the Holy Spirit wanted Paul and Barnabas to go out and bring the word to others, they had to say farewell to men with whom they had worked and prayed for years, almost from the founding of their congregation. So what did they do? Did they have a farewell banquet? Well, if they did, Luke doesn't talk about that, just the opposite. He tells us that they fasted and prayed and laid their hands on Paul and Barnabas and so sent them out. Now, fasting was not a new idea. Jesus once said of that demon who possessed the boy that this kind comes out only with fasting and prayer. It was fairly common in the Old Testament too, usually at a time of sorrow, a battle lost, Jerusalem fallen, and so on. But only once in the law of Moses were the people commanded to fast, and that was on the Day of Atonement. That was the day when the people remembered their sins and were reassured of the removal of all their sins in connection with the sprinkling of blood. For such a day, the Lord wanted His people to think of their sins as a great and disastrous defeat, greater and more deadly than any battle, siege, or captivity. Their relationship with God that day was more important than eating. And He wanted them to focus on the atonement that brought them life. Many people since those days have fasted, often for sorrow, but always because they recognize something more important than eating. When the Christians of Antioch fasted, they were showing that this work of the kingdom of Christ was more important than eating. So they gave up for the time being the distractions that can arise from feeding the body and concentrated on that work. We at Emmanuel have not proclaimed many fasts, though privately some may have laid everyday cares aside for a time to concentrate on their relationship with God. We have tried daily to set aside distractions, classes, and so on, to concentrate on God's atonement right here in chapel. And now we pray and send you out. When the church at Antioch sent out Paul and Barnabas after fasting and praying, they laid their hands on them, already an old custom at that time. And it was also a demonstration of their participation with the missionaries that they sent out. In just a few days, all of you will be packing and leaving, and all of you will have opportunities to confess Christ to the world, as you have also during the past school year. Your preparation for this, by the Word of God, has been more important than eating. And we pray that God will bless His Word more than we have deserved. With prayer, we send you out. And though we may not lay hands on each of your heads, from the heart we implore God's blessings upon you, sharing with you in the kingdom work which the Lord may put before you. More important than our hands is the hand of the Lord that goes with you. As you well know, Emmanuel is not just in Eau Claire. He is with you always and everywhere. And it is this knowledge that brings us joy, even when we have to say goodbye. You will never face a problem too great for Him, and nothing that happens to you can separate you from His love. We close with hymn 47, stanzas 1, 2, and 4. 47, stanzas 1, 2, and 4.